Hi, everybody. This is Joe, and welcome to your Cheap Date Show for April 26, 2008. On this week's show, our third annual Chef's Fest Spectacular. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Joe, and as you can probably guess, I'm looking at an empty microphone right now. Now, in your mind's eye, if you close your eyes and you look, you will see a microphone across the way from me, which has no owner. Okay, I didn't mean for that to sound as Dickensian as it did, but Lisa won't be joining us for our show this evening because she is feeling under the weather. And unfortunately, she won't be able to participate in the festivities, but we promised that we would do a show this week. And what you're going to hear is a show in two parts. The first thing you're going to hear is going to be our annual Chef's Fest visit. And we did this the other night with Lisa and I did this with Liz and Bob, our friends, and also Becca and Emma, the ever popular Cheap Date teenagers. We are going to be sharing that with you. Actually, it's going to come to you in the form of our Discover Woodfield podcast. So if you're not a subscriber to that already, this is going to be a new one on you. And if you are not a subscriber to Discover Woodfield, I want to invite you to subscribe because, frankly, it's the same sort of nonsense that you hear on Cheap Date. It's just a sponsored podcast. So we hope you will check that out. So that's going to be the first part of the show. You'll get to hear that show in its entirety. And after that, we're going to announce the winners of our Cheap Date contest. We had a ton of responses. Our mailbox was just overflowing. So thanks to everyone who submitted entries. And we really, really appreciate all of the thoughts. And we had some great, great date ideas that we're going to be sharing with you at the in the second half of the show. So without any further ado, let's jump right into our Chef's Fest visit, coming to you live from Arlington International Racecourse. Take it away, Bob.
Welcome to Discover Woodfield, your guide to what's happening around the Chicago suburbs. And now, here are your hosts, Lisa and Joe.
Hello again, and welcome to the 15th annual Chef's Fest here at the Arlington Park Racecourse. This is Joe, and I'm here with
Lisa,
and also our annual special guests,
Bob,
Liz,
Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm here at Chef's Fest.
So we have been here for, oh gosh, probably about an hour and a half now, and we have sampled a lot, have we not?
We have.
They can't hear the nod.
They can't hear you nod, Liz, but they can but they can hear you say, oh yes.
Oh yes. We have full bellies.
So why don't we run down the list of everything we've had. 60 some odd food vendors here and exhibitors here. We did not get a chance to visit every single one because some of them had lines that were way long, and which is a good thing, but we did get a chance to sample a lot of the great stuff that's out here. So let's start off. What did you guys like this year?
Well, I think I had two favorites. One was the apple salad from Brass in South Barrington. I just loved it. It had apples and strawberries and an apple vinaigrette and a beef tip on top. And then one of my other favorites was the bread pudding with bourbon sauce from Papado's.
Oh, okay.
Which is a perennial favorite of mine, actually.
Very good. Bob, how about you? Anything outstanding for you this year?
Boy,
the lady from Brass just dropped off a whole bunch of cards.
Excellent. There was some...
For one penny drinks.
There was some
I think I know where
stuff.
We're going next.
Yes. Let's see. Looking over the list here, what was there? Oh, Finn McCool's had what they call the best pot roast ever, and I do have to say it was pretty good.
Was it the best ever? It was up there. It ranked up there.
It ranked. It definitely was high up on the list.
Okay.
And Uno Grill had a number of different things. A pasta, garlic, chicken thing, which was really good.
Now Rebecca had some of that. What did you think of that pasta from Uno?
Yeah, it was really good.
They also had pizza. We managed to grab a couple slices of pizza when we were over there as well. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yep.
Trying to think what else. There were so many different things. You know, you'd grab a meatball here and a spare rib there. And, you know, I haven't. I didn't find anything I didn't like. Put it that way.
That's good.
There's a lot of good stuff here.
We had Bob Chins is over there, and oh, there's an unhappy person. But she's not unhappy because of the food, I'll tell you that.
There's another really good pasta, and that was Vittorio Di Roma.
Oh,
and
yes.
And they had a butternut squash ravioli with an Asiago cheese sauce.
They also had the hazelnut chocolate cake, which...
Oh, my God. That was so good.
It was amazing. We enjoyed that. Now, there was something else that I made particular note of, which I thought was particularly good. Oh, Milrose Restaurant. They had a tiramisu, which was drenched in a cherry liqueur with a maraschino cherry on top of it. I think that was the low-cal, low-carb selection of the evening right there. And we also had a couple of chocolate fondues. Fox and Hound had a chocolate fountain with pretzels and marshmallows and strawberries, right?
Yep.
And then the Melting Pot Fondue Restaurant had a little plate with a marshmallow, a Rice Krispie treat, and what else? Strawberry. Oh, we didn't get the one with the donut hole.
Oh, yeah. Melting Pot also had a donut hole drenched in chocolate.
Maybe they ran out of...
As if donut holes need chocolate syrup.
Maybe they ran out of donut holes by the time we got there.
As if chocolate syrup needs a donut hole, I should say.
Yeah, no fooling.
And, Lisa, how is that juice?
Yeah, my standard for food has been stuff that does not need to be chewed. So I enjoyed some of the tiramisu and some ice green tea and some sparkling apple lingonberry from IKEA and some sparkling pear from IKEA.
Rebecca's favorite.
It's delicious and refreshing, and as Liz pointed out, would go great with a shot of vodka.
Lisa's been nursing a cold, so that's why she's been on somewhat of a liquid diet. We did offer to bring her a Bob Chin's Mai Tai, but she declined.
That cures many things.
We were in line at the Bob Chin's line, or over at by Bob Chin's, and they were pouring Mai Tais. I thought, okay. And I figured maybe they were doing an alcohol-free version. I had a taste of it and went, hey. I joked with Rebecca. I said, you want one? She's like, oh, sure, Dad. So I go to drink one. And I go, hey, there's alcohol in here. And she looks at me, duh. But that was great.
I heard rumors of mango margaritas, but I did not see them. I just heard people talking about how fine they were. But I did not... was unable to locate or hear where they were from.
It was just a rumor?
Just a rumor.
Where did you get... You guys found bruschetta, right? Where did you find that from?
Over there.
I think that was Vittorio Di Roma also.
They had bruschetta?
There's like two places for bruschetta. But the one over there was the best.
Okay.
Oh, there's Maggiano's and then...
How was the Maggiano's bruschetta? I didn't have any of that.
It was good. They had it make your own. So you could, like, take the little bagel thing and then put the sauce on top of it.
Oh, very cool. Lou Malnati's was here. They had a huge line waiting for the pizza. And, of course, Lou Malnati's is always a wonderful thing. Oh, real-time sports. Let's talk about this for a second. We came back from one of our excursions. The way that Chef's Fest usually works is you come with a group of people, you grab a table, a couple of people go off in one direction, a couple of people go off in another direction. Someone winds up staying at the table to watch your stuff to make sure that everything is kept safe back at home and your home base is secure. So I come back with one of the kids, and Liz and Bob are there, and they're eating these dishes of this incredibly delicious-looking pasta and steak thing. What was that?
It was really good. It was a kind of a cold glass noodle salad. Mm-hmm. And that was really good. And then I think it was like a Korean barbecue spare rib or something like that. It was really good.
That was from Real Time Sports. And the salad, because it was a chilled noodle salad, it was just so refreshing because it does get a little warm in here, and so to eat something cold, it tastes even better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, what? The doors opened at 5. It's 7:45 now, pretty close, and there's still quite a few people in here.
Yes. But it was a lot of fun. And, oh, you know what? There's some other places here that if they're still open I want to get there before they close. Indian Garden from Schaumburg is here. Oh, Linford Winery is here. You guys visited them.
Linford is always good.
Always a favorite. You had mentioned Papa Do's, and we mentioned IKEA, who's actually right behind where we're sitting right now. Wildfire and a couple of other places that we still need to visit. Capinary's Ice Cream from Mount Prospect is here as well, so we'll be stopping by to visit them. Einstein Brothers Bagels in Rolling Meadows, a favorite stop of our family every weekend, is here. They had bagel bites, and they were also handing out green tea, which is what Lisa got to enjoy. So, courtesy of the great folks at Einstein Brothers. We got here pretty much right at about 5 o'clock or a little bit after.
Right.
It was very well attended this year. A lot of people. People are very well behaved, which is always good. And we did miss the... When we arrived here, they were doing the Joshua Humphrey demonstration was going on, the cooking demonstration. He's the chef at Sam and Harry's at the Renaissance Schaumburg Hotel. And Rick Tremonto did his exhibit at about an hour ago or so. So that was going on while we were running around enjoying all the food here. And in fact, we just missed something that just ended, was the Wine 101 by Linford Winery class. So that's going to be followed up, which is going to be starting in a couple minutes here, is the performance by the Arlingtones. And perhaps we can pick up a little bit of them to tack on to the end of the show. For this year?
Always a good time.
Did anyone have a favorite we didn't touch on yet?
Yeah. Emma, did you have a favorite? What was your favorite?
The bagels from Einstein.
Emma also got to hang around with Sonic the Hedgehog, who was here from GameWorks in Schaumburg. We got a picture of Emma with Sonic.
There were lots of mascots.
There were. The Schaumburg Flyers were here. Coco Keys parrot was here.
Scuba dive mask on.
Excellent. All right, so as always, I'd like to thank you guys, Liz and Bob, for being a part of this.
Thank you. Always fun.
We always enjoy having you as a part of this. And we'd also like to thank Dave Perullo and Alyssa Ullo from the Woodfield Chicago Northwest Convention Bureau for setting up the space for us. It's always great to have their hospitality as we enjoy Chef's Fest every year. So that is going to do it from this. I think what we're going to do is we're going to try and tack on a little bit of Arlingtones as we head out. So thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you guys next time on Discover Woodfield.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think ours is the very first podcast to ever feature a 24-voice barbershop chorus. And if anyone wants to prove me wrong, feel free to do so, and you know where to find us. That's cheapdateshow@gmail.com or 206-203-3283. Until someone proves me wrong, I'm just going to go on the assumption that, actually, we won't even make an assumption. It's a conviction that we're the first show to feature a barbershop chorus. The wonderful Arlingtones. And actually, we have a little bit of an extra that you'll be hearing a little bit later on from them. We actually got to record a couple of pieces by them, and you'll get to hear a little bit more barbershop chorus performance a little bit later on in the show. Now, as you heard from the recording that we just played, Lisa was actually in the process of losing her voice at that point. She has since lost her voice, and so she is really sorry that she can't be a part of this piece of the show, which is where we announce the winners of our Cheap Day contest. So the apologies are from Lisa, and I get the wonderful, I get the wonderful honor of being able to share with all of you who won the contest. As you may recall, we asked you, the listener, several weeks ago to drop us a line via email to tell us what your favorite cheap date ideas were, what you like to do with your sweetie, what you like to do with your family, all those sorts of things. Tell us what it is. It doesn't even have to be cheap. Just tell us what you like to do. And what we did was took all of the entries, we folded them all up, laid them out all on our dining room table, and then we counted to three, reached in, and Lisa and I each grabbed one, and we hold the winners in my hand right now. I should say, I hold the winners in my hand right now, along with some of the runners-up as well. So thank you for the entries that you sent. As I said, we were overwhelmed with the number of responses that we got. Without any further ado, let's talk about who won our fabulous grand prizes. The first name that was pulled, which was the one that Lisa pulled, was Julie from the Philosophy Guy show / BadgerCast up in Wisconsin. Okay, so round of applause for Julie. And what Julie said was she has two favorite cheap dates. The first one is her family cheap date. And with Wisconsin weather being what it is, they always deal with cabin fever. So to get over it, they all bundle up and hit the local mall every other Friday. The food court, everyone gets their choice for dinner. And then afterwards, they get to window shopping, a little exercise in, which we think is a great idea, especially when you have kids. It's the food courts. I know when my kids were smaller, in fact, even now, the kids really love it and be able to get exactly what they want from one of the food places in the food court. Julie's second favorite cheap date, she said, is purely mom and dad time. When I can get away during the day, I'll call Dale up at work and ask him to meet me somewhere near the office for lunch. Usually during the spring and summer, this is getting cousin subs and spending lunchtime with him at Hart Park. For real special times, like our anniversary, we used to pick a real nice place in the area. And their favorite so far is a place called Fishbones in Delafield, Wisconsin. It's on Nagawaki Lake, and they have an awesome shrimp and sausage dish. Her favorite menu item there is bourbon pecan pie. So thank you for sharing that with us, Julie, up there in the north of Wisconsin. Actually, not very far from where I'm sitting right now. So thank you very much for that, Julie. And you will be receiving your official Cheap Date Edition 2 GB iPod Shuffle, which will be coming your way very shortly. The second name, which is the one that I pulled, was everyone's favorite listener, CB, who's also from just north of here. He's on the Illinois side. And CB says his favorite idea of a cheap date is not necessarily the end location, but it's the entire journey involved with it. He thinks that some of the best dates have involved neither party driving. What he likes to do is take the train with his wife into the city of Chicago. Here in the Chicago suburbs, we have a transportation system called Metra, which is the commuter rail system. He and his wife love taking the train in. The train cars have a cool design to them. They're dual level, so when you get on the top level, you can watch the world go by as you're riding on. And he says you can almost imagine the years worth of people who have gone down the same rails that you're both on as you're riding down. He says that his favorite time of year is to take the train ride in the summer. They get off the train, and then when they get out of the train station, they head down to take the Wendella boat taxi, which is right down here in downtown Chicago. And you just walk out the train, take a few steps, and there's a little sort of a, it almost looks like a booth practically, but that booth leads to a stairway that goes downstairs down to the Chicago River. And then you take the river taxi and you can ride that right up to the Chicago River. You get off at Michigan Avenue, and then you can walk on the lower Wacker or lower Michigan Avenue area over there once you get at the other end. And then you can walk up, and then you're up on the Michigan Avenue street that everyone sees when you come to visit Chicago. So the neat thing about the Wendella taxi is that you get to see a side of Chicago that a lot of people don't see. CB says that it's kind of creepy, but it takes all about 2 minutes to get up to the street level. And then once you're up there, you're surrounded by world-class shopping. So they go in, they soak in the window shopping and sights. They like going to the Grand Lux Cafe. And they also check out the Disney store, which is one of his wife's favorite places. And he says it's not one of the most classy dates. It is special to him. So thank you very much, CB, for sending in that entry. And again, your iPod is going to be on its way shortly as well. We had several other responses, and we'll flip through some of these real quickly here. Matt in California talks about their favorite place to go is to eat at a new restaurant and then head over to a Stockton Thunder hockey game. That's Matt out in Stockton, California. And we just saw Stockton, California was, I think, where the Air Force base in the movie This Is Spinal Tap was located. So I don't know if there's actually an Air Force base out there, but thanks, Matt, for sending that in. And Matt is from the Pizza Go Here podcast. Sherry, who is in Joliet, Illinois, said that she likes Marishka's in Joliet for the poor boys. They have steaks and seafood, but the draw for everyone is the poor boy. If you enjoy a good dose of garlic, this is the place for you. She and her husband have been going there for about 19 years. It's a staple in the Joliet area for 50, 60, 70, 80 years. Oh, maybe even longer. So thank you for that. Thank you for that, Sherry. Beth in Westerville, Ohio, says that she and her sweetie's favorite cheap date is to go to the Easton Town Center in Columbus. And there's so much to do there. They enjoy grabbing a bite to eat. They love Chipotle Mexican Grill. We're on the same track with that one with you, Beth. And they also have a water feature there where you can rent a small remote control sailboat and sail it around the water. So that's, talk about cheap, that's actually free. They also have rickshaw rides, trolley rides, and horse-drawn carriage rides that'll ride all over the area. And they have concerts and things in the square every Saturday during the spring and fall months, and it's all free. It's very nice and a whole lot of fun. So thank you for that, Beth. Next up, we have Marilyn from Connecticut, and she says that her favorite cheap date is wine tasting at a local vineyard in Connecticut. At one particular winery in Wallingford, there's a large tasting room with glass walls looking out into the vineyard. You can drink wine, play board games, and snack on the complimentary chips and salsa by the fireplace. And I think I know where we're going to be heading when we head out to the East Coast, because that sounds really wonderful. So thank you, Marilyn, for that. And Becca in Iowa City says that her cheap date takes place in Iowa City. Strangely enough, this is where her boyfriend goes to college, and she goes to college about 3 hours west of there. And they head over to, there's a really good fast food Mexican place called Pancheros, and they're basically right on the campus. So it's open till 2 a.m. It's a great place to people watch and just hang out. And one of the funny things is that if we see another Pancheros and it's not the one in Iowa City, my boyfriend says we can't go because all the other places, such, the only good one is in Iowa City. When they're in Des Moines or Omaha, they joke about driving to Iowa City just to get Pancheros, and that's what, or Panches, which is what her boyfriend likes to call it. There have been a few times where they're actually considering going, so that sounds like a blast. And believe me, we know all about the 2 a.m. Mexican food as well. So thank you for that, Becca. Okay, and the last one that we're going to read right now that we pulled off the stack comes from Shelly from Shelly's podcast out in Austin, Texas. And her favorite, one of her very favorite cheap dates is an evening at the Parlor, which is their favorite pizza place. It's a punk rock pizzeria with art on the bright red walls and a full bar. The owners are a mostly female family of musicians and punk rock promoters who support artists and fill their jukebox with punk staples from the late 70s and early 80s. Already, I know another place I'm going to stop next time I'm in Austin. Plus Texas essentials like Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Hank Williams. She chooses to overlook some of the mid-90s metal. They know Shelly and her husband there, which means that her whiskey sour comes with a dash of grenadine with no need to ask, which is a classic neighborhood experience with plenty of college kids and neighborhood folks to mix up the scene. And, of course, there are pool tables. The pizza crust is slightly sweet and slightly crispy, though the sauce leans a little too close to tomato paste. The excellent crust, cheese, and toppings mute any negative effects. They usually order their pizza with sausage and basil, simple and delicious, and even more so with garlic on her half. So thank you for that entry as well, Shelly. So those were just some of the entries that we received. As we said, congratulations again to Julie and to CB, and we really hope that all of you enjoyed. We may actually consider doing this again. It was a great thing to hear about all the different things that you folks do in your towns. Again, we appreciate the huge response that we received. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. If you want to get a hold of us, as always, you can check us out at cheapdateshow.com. You can also send us an email to cheapdateshow@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 206-203-3283. And on behalf of Lisa, who will be joining us in a fortnight, this is Joe saying goodnight. We're going to be heading out with a little bit more of the Arlingtones, so take it away, guys. Give me some more soul, give me some more.
This podcast is a production of Jeep Date Media at jeepdatemedia.com.